Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Am I the jerk for scaring my daughter? How many of you ever scare your kids?
Yeah, I mean, occasionally, you know, I try not to overdo it because you don't want to terrorize them.
Right.
You don't want to give them nightmares.
Startle fun.
Yes.
Terrify no. Kelly, you scare the steps?
Yeah, I do sometimes. Not all the time. We usually team up to scare dad together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Steve? Well,
Evelyn's
Lennox
a gentle
is the
flower, man.
Yeah, Lennox is the Lennox loves to be scared. Like, you can scare him. It doesn't matter how terrifying it is. Like, I wouldn't really make him think he's in danger. But when it comes to startling, he laughs every time. Like, there was one time he was kind of half asleep in the car while I was putting gas in, and I snuck around the car and did this. Hi! And I thought, oh, that was too much. And he laughed about it until we got home. And then when we got home, he goes, I'm going to stay in the car. Do it again. I go, I don't think that works, but I'll try it for you. Mm-hmm. Well, listen to this. This is too much. It says, okay, help me out. My wife and I have one child. She's 3. So let's imagine that fragile flower that is Evelyn. And she's a great kid, but she's getting a mind of her own, and we already feel overmatched. How dare she develop?
I hate it when they start to get a brain.
Yeah.
Bedtime has become a challenge. Her bedtime is 7:30. She gets a bath and a story, and then she goes to sleep. But lately, she hasn't stayed in bed. She gets up and comes out to see what we're doing. So we put in a rule. We got a monitoring system with the colored lights. We activate it with an app. She knows that when the light is red, she's not allowed to leave her room. That worked for a couple days, but now she started testing us. She started opening the door and tiptoeing into the hall. We watched it all on the camera. Then we told her that we knew she was leaving the room and that if she does it again, an alarm will go off. That night we were watching, and as soon as she opened the door, I fired off the alarm. She started screaming and crying and jumped back into her bed. My wife calmed her down, put her back to sleep, but she is furious.
What's the alarm?
I think like the house alarm.
Like a smoke detector type of, okay.
I think like a house sirens? Alarm, like where it's like 120 decibels because it really wants to make people sad.
Yeah.
My wife calmed her down, put her back to sleep, but now she's furious. She can't believe I would actually scare my daughter that badly. I say that if we don't follow through on promises, my wife calls them threats, she'll never do anything we say. But now she's pissed. My daughter now stays in bed, so kind of feel like I did the right thing. Am I an idiot?
I mean, a little bit of overkill, maybe, but...
So relatable, though.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with the whole, you have to follow through on the, you know, on the threats or whatever you say. You know, if you do this again, you're going
to
get this.
You do have to follow through.
Yeah, if you don't, they know right away.
They'll push those boundaries.
Especially if it's a kid that's that defiant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you probably went a little overboard. Maybe just get one of those, the covers for the doorknobs.
Oh, yeah.
So they can't turn the doorknob by themselves. Those have worked fantastic because we had the same exact issue.
I had a friend who, when his daughter got to be like 2, 2.5, getting really mobile, he spent like an hour putting on all of those things in the kitchen to lock the cabinets.
Yeah.
Those, you know, kid safe things. And then she got up from a nap, came out, and meticulously unlocked every one of them with no tutorial. No one taught her.
Yeah.
She was just like, nice try, Dad. Good job wasting your time and putting holes in things.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, man, that's not going to work. I think the alarm you chose might have been a little too big in that one.
I think
that's the flaw.
I think it's fine.
I think so, too. I think if I was that kid and I grew up, because chances are they might not remember it. Maybe they'll have like a fear of an alarm and they don't know why or why those noises make them go, oh. But every time an adult
every time somebody beeps a car horn, they like.
But yeah, but every time you hear the sound that your phone makes as for your alarm, your brain immediately goes, oh, I hate that. Like, yeah. Oh, I don't want to hear that midday because that's your text alert. So she or he might have that same issue. But how funny will it be when your parents are old enough to tell you, like, you were so annoying as a kid that we had to try and set, like, some boundaries with you so we could have a cup of coffee in peace. And, man, one time we scared the living ass out of you. I think that's great.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have that big of a problem with this particular
if
one.
I were...
It was warned. This it's different than scaring your kids.
Yes.
I mean, like, where... You know, sometimes you'll see those things where it's like somebody sneaks up and they've got a terrifying clown mask on or
that's
something.
That's messed up.
Jump out of a closet. Like, that's mean. But this, you were warned.
What
except
if
now that person's, he's gonna, he might have to do it again. So his wife is gonna be really mad.
What if your wife hides in a dog crate and you walk into the room and she jumps out and screams at you and you might have almost had a heart attack and peed a little?
Doesn't go far enough.
But you're an adult, so it's okay.
Yeah, it didn't go far
It must
enough.
Be, because other things like that keep happening.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even open the pantry without holding my breath now.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was married to that woman and I hit that alarm, she'd have been pissed because I'd have been laughing. I'd have been like, I told you, stay in your room.
Probably startled her. This one is something we'll save for later because there's not enough time. I'll just read you the headline. Should I dump her for not getting rid of her tattoo? I guess it depends on what it is.
Yeah, and where it is.
It's not exactly an easy thing to do.
No. I mean, if it...
Well, you could cover it, though, maybe. I mean, I guess we'll have to hear the details.
Yeah. Some electrical tape.
Give me the details.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it, but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.